Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Have you ever noticed what's popular in the world is always perverted and twisted? I mean, you know, it's not popular to bless, it's popular to damn stuff. Damn. I mean, it's popular, it's supposed to be cool to draw out the word damn and hyphenate it. Damn. That's supposed to be cool. Why isn't it cool to go bless? Woo, blessed. Blessed. If something's supposed to be real sharp and nice, you go, oh man, that's wicked, wicked, wicked. Something's great, they go, oh, that's bad, that's bad. Why am I saying that? You should not twist your words and say, mean the opposite of what you are trying to say. That's devilish. That's being deceived. If it's nice, say it's nice. Right? If it's good, don't call it bad. And don't be damning anything. Or cursing anything. Or trying to demean or belittle anything. We are speakers of life. We are blessers, edifiers, encouragers. And friend, you can get good at this. God, if you're a mind to put yourself to it and apply and try, God will use you and He'll give you the right word at the right time in the situation. I've had Him use me before. I hadn't done it always perfectly, but there's been times and situations I just looked down and said, Lord, they're hurting. What can I say? What can I do? And He'd give it to me. When He did, I'd go, oh, that's it, that's it, that's it. And He'd show me what to say and how to say it. And you could just see the pain come out of their face. You could just see the burden come off of them. This is valuable. Didn't the Bible say that death and life, life and death is in the power of the tongue? While we're talking about this, go with me over to the book of Proverbs, please. Thank you, Master. Proverbs 12. Proverbs 12 and 18. Proverbs 12, 18. There is that speaks like the piercings of a sword. There are words that are just like stabbing people. Has the same effect. But the tongue of the wise is health. Just like there are words that pierce and do damage and hurt, there are words that literally heal. How many would be willing to speak words into people that would literally come out of your spirit and out of your mouth, and there would be a tangible anointing would come into them and start fixing something? This is not imaginary. This is real. If we would learn to operate the way the Master has taught us, how did Jesus live? Did He speak words? Did He change things with His words? You know He did. He spoke to trees, didn't He? He spoke to the wind. He spoke to waves. He spoke to fevers. Remember Peter's mother-in-law? Taken with a great fever. I remember reading that years ago, and it said Jesus rebuked the fever. And I thought, whoa, whoa, whoa. He's not talking to God. He's not praying. He's not talking to Peter's mother-in-law. He's talking directly to a fever. And he's not inviting it kindly. He's rebuking. Well, what's a rebuke? Get out of here. Get out of here, fever. And then I thought, can a fever hear? And I read the next verse, it says, and it departed from her. I thought, yeah, fevers can hear. Amen. And if fevers can hear, ulcers can hear, amen, high blood pressure can hear, amen, tumors can hear, amen, cancers can hear. Amen. But how many, even of our own folks right here, if your child has a fever and you thought, man, look, they're running, 100 and something. Do you immediately think, talk to that thing. Talk to that fever. Is that how you think? Two or three people nodded their head. We should think like this. We should operate this way. And one reason why it's been so lack is people haven't valued their words, and they just say anything and everything, and they don't expect any of it to come to pass, and you can't act that way, and then all at once you want to say something and it happened. If your words have no power, most of the week, then you can't just flip a switch and it's got all this power right now at the moment. We need to control our words, don't we? He said that there is that pierces. The BBE, there are some uncontrolled talk is like wounds of a sword, but the tongue of the wise makes one well again. The complete English says, sharp words cut like a sword, but words of wisdom heal. Thank you, Lord. So when people are cussing and when they're trying to insult, when they're trying to slander, what are they doing? They are making an effort to put evil spirit quantity in these words. They are trying to release damage and death, aren't they? And that ought not be in our mouths. I don't care how mad you get. I don't care how upset you get. Never should this be in our mouth. The Bible said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Let's look at some examples of this. They insulted Jesus, didn't they? They said things to Him and about Him that was so dishonoring. In John 8:48, then answered the Jews, and they said to Him, say we not well that you are a Samaritan and you have a devil? Are they trying to put something in their words to cut Him, to demean Him, to debase Him? And He said, verse 49, He said, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. Jesus remarked about how dishonoring their words were. Listen to this phrase in John 9:29, the religious leaders were saying this. They said, we know that God spoke to Moses. As for this fella, we know not from whence he is. This fella. Who are they talking about? We'd say today, this guy. This guy. It's not cool to refer to your father as my old man. You shouldn't use my old man, my old lady. That's not cool. That's ungodly, that's worldly, it's disrespectful. Well, that's just the way we talk. Well, you need to change. If you're a believer, you need to put more stock in the Word than you do tradition and whosoever's ways. I've had people come to me when I was working at Rhema Bible Training Center, and I was there, overall for a number of years. And graduates, I'll meet them out on the road somewhere, and they say, well, how's the old man? They tell my Brother Hagin, founder of the school. You just shake your head, you think, man, after all this, after all that you've heard and you've seen and you've done, and no more respect than that. Is it okay to talk that way?
No.
Do a lot of people talk that way, though? Well, the Lord's teaching us, will we receive it? Will we make the corrections? Will we change? They said that about Moses, in Acts 7:40, they said to Aaron, make us gods to go before us. As for this Moses that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what's become of him. This guy. Watch out for that kind of language, because that's gross disrespect and dishonor. And it's attached to some serious things. As we go further in this, you'll see this kind of talk and this kind of action brings judgment. I said it brings judgment because God takes it personally. Can you take the rest of this? Are you holding a verse or not? Go over with me to Matthew 27. Insulting is obviously dishonoring and disrespectful. When Jesus was scourged, when he was hung on the cross, they did this. They mocked him and they slandered him. And you'll see, you can take a respectful term and use it in a disrespectful manner. In Matthew 27, 29, when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knees before him. Were they really worshiping him? No. They're mocking him. They mocked him and they said, "Hail, King of the Jews." Is he the king? But are they serious about this? Are they saying, no, they're twisting it. They're saying it, but they mean the opposite. They spit on him. In verse 31, after they mocked him, they took the robe off him. Verse 41, the chief priest. He's supposed to be the leaders of the people. They're mocking him. And verse 42, they said, "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him come down off the cross and we'll believe him." Mocking, slander, demeaning. You can take a respectful term and use it in a disrespectful way. "Well, I guess you think you're the head of this thing." "What? Oh, you're in charge." We need to eliminate from our vocabulary sarcasm. Sarcasm and irony is saying something but meaning the opposite. Even in simple things like, you know, "Oh, this is some pretty weather we're having, isn't it?" And it's just storming outside. Somebody says, "What's wrong with that?" You don't want to practice that because you're saying the opposite of what you mean. What good can come out of that? You're twisting your words. "Well, aren't they a pretty thing?" "Oh yeah, you're a fine Christian, aren't you?" This is the language of the devil. This is how he talks. You don't want this in your mouth. Say what you mean. Mean what you say. Don't twist them. And don't take a respectful term and say it in a sarcastic voice.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me